facts. Oh, yeah, because you're watching that garbage.
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hi, everyone. It's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Healthful Habits is a new business located on Fairview Avenue in Hudson, New York, offering skincare services, hair recovery, and health and wellness coaching. To learn more about Healthful Habits offerings, they can be reached by phone at 518-210-7458, by email at jennifer@healthfulhabits.org, or online at healthfulhabits.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jason of Wappingers Falls, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
When I think that South Paradise was right, boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together, sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight, crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes a warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. John Berry, but they took a walk together and they ended up on Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers, the big hats and soft bodies make for lousy lovers. There was that night that we thought that John Berry could fly, but he didn't, so he died. She said, you're pretty good with words, but words won't save your life, and they didn't, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, he was critically inflamed and respected. The Golden Gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are kind of fuzzy, but that last night he had total retention. And his Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown in the Mississippi River. Dry up and now we crumble into dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rust. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rust.
crystal clear that tonight is like a stuck between stations. These Twin City kisses, this satellite clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
Down together, 3 a.m. tomorrow night. I'll take you over anything. Let's go out together, broad daylight. In the street, I'll take you anywhere. Your music fills my car, and your voice breaks every time. I'm still wondering if I know who you are. Hang on every line. Let's go down together, down by the old main street. I'll take you over anything. Let's go back in time, 1959. I'll take you, Radio King. Your music fills my car, and your voice breaks every time. I'm still wondering if I know who you are. I hang on every line.
This is Wave Farm Radio Art Fellow Karen Werner, and you're about to hear a piece produced in 2017 called Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Anda. The work was commissioned by Documenta 14's radio art series called Every Time I Hear the Sound. Here is their text about the piece. New York-based artist and composer Aki Anda has channeled the spirit of late Korean artist Nam June Pae via radio transmission. Pae is known for his association with shamanism, a practice that constantly surfaces in his works. With a portable radio in hand, Anda communicates with his spirit over long distance, collecting field recordings of cryptic broadcasts and messages on anonymous radio stations. The series of seances conducted in different cities across the globe began in Seoul in 2010 and continued in Köln, Germany in 2012, Wrocław, Poland in 2013, and Lewisburg, USA in 2014. And here are words from Aki Anda. Quote, "Nam June's spirit was speaking to me, occurred purely by chance. In 2010, I was spending 4 days at Nam June Pae Art Center in South Korea for a series of performances and had plenty of free time to wander. The building was packed with Pae's artwork and related material. I have always felt a close kinship with him as an artist, and so it was a great opportunity to immerse myself in his works and ephemera. It was that night I made first contact via a handheld Sony Walkman radio in a hotel room in Seoul. It was literally out of the blue. Scanning through the stations, I stumbled upon what sounded like a submerged voice, and I began to record it in fascination. I concluded this was Pae's spirit reaching out to me. These recordings became a way for me to explore the mythic form of radio and gesture back to Nam June Pae's shamanism." End quote. Here's the first iteration of Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Anda, recorded in Seoul, South Korea. The piece is approximately 21 minutes long.
KBS E-TV 1박 2일에서 열연 중인 우리
급격한 움직임이라도 있으면 이들부터 죽겠다.
숨이.
You just heard Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Onda, the first iteration from Seoul, South Korea, and recorded in 2010. To hear more works of radio art, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works: conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Virtual Paradise, the reality tape by Earwax Productions with David Lawrence. Thank you for listening.
I'm waiting for some kind of gear that I'm going to put on, and when I open my eyes, you know, I may be stuck inside this thing for days because I won't know, wow, is this like reality or is this virtual reality or where am I, you know? That it will look and feel and sound so real, like I'm here right now with you.
Ever since I saw my first virtual reality in 1969 on the Santa Monica Pier, there was this amazing coin-op machine. It cost four quarters, and they had four adventures. Goggles were built into the machine. It had smell and wind, and the seat moved. And one of the experiences was a date with a girl. And it starts out, you go to her front door, and she opens the door, and it's all 3D. You go out, and you go on a bike ride, and the seat jiggles, and you're holding the handlebars, and the wind's blowing through your hair. And she goes to a florist shop, and you go in with her in 3D. She holds out a bouquet of flowers, and you smell them. And then it ends up, of course, and back at her doorstep, where she's just starting to pucker up goodbye, and then the curtain drops. So you put four more quarters in, and suddenly you're on a motorcycle going, and it smells like gas and oil, and your hair is blowing. And then the two other adventures were, you know, date, motorcycle, then a belly dancer. But then I didn't hear a word about this thing, and it disappeared, and I figured it must have been a maintenance problem. You know, some guy had to come around and restock the vats of smell and all that, and it went away.
Reality. You know what I'm going to say. Reality. You know, real reality. Well, I could go on, but I'd like to say one other thing. And you know what I'm going to say. Reality is reality.
I have
hold, along with the 15 million other species on this planet, that we didn't create reality.
Open your eyes.
And look at what reality really might be.
We thought reality was a fact.
This stuff.
What is reality?
I don't know.
Same thing with reality.
I think society is dangerous every time it assumes that reality is a fact and not an opinion.
Close your eyes.
What is reality? Well, sometimes I think reality is too heavy as I experience it in my day-to-day life. Reality seems like there's no escape, like this is my reality. I feel the pressure all the time, and then sometimes I think, well, what if I were to just, like, close my eyes and imagine this was all a dream?
Open your eyes.
Reality is what existed.
Something very solid.
At whatever time it existed. Within itself.
How do you make reality democratic?
That in itself would be another consensus.
Reality is the most democratic thing there is.
No, what we are is perceivers of reality.
Because you're making it up as you're going along.
Close your eyes.
This is all just one really long dream, and you wonder, is this really happening? Or is there a way to just make it all go away? The wheels of everyday life are spinning really quickly. And someday I'm going to wake up, and this is just going to be a memory.
Open your eyes.
We make it collectively, simultaneously.
I actually think reality is something very concrete. I have less of a...
My sense is that reality is something that,
less
that
of
is
a
here before we got here.
Sympathy with the idea that it's a mutual creation.
At all times, we're all voting.
I actually think there is something very solid.
Every time we think.
Yes, and no.
Close your eyes.
The reality wall. Sometimes when I'm, you know, walking across the Golden Gate Bridge on a Sunday morning, I think, yeah, well, what if I did just the reality wall, jump over the side? Then where would I be? What would happen? And what's stopping me? The reality wall.
Open your eyes.
What is reality? And in particular, has our culture...
In fact, it's an extremely elaborate dance of consensus and opinion.
Almost let go of.
Because you're making it up as you're going along.
Its roots in reality already.
Along with everybody else.
Close your eyes.
Darkest dreams. When really good things happen to me, then I'm like happy to be here. When things are going bad.
Darkest dreams.
When things are going lousy, when everything turns upside down and suddenly you're on that downward spiral and everything is really dark and it's the darkest of human emotions that are staring you in the face.
Yeah, this is all a dream.
Is this really happening?
Darkest dreams.
Or is there a way to just make it all go away?
Yeah, this is all a dream.
Or what would happen if I really reached out and went for these
dreams? Darkest dreams.
Open your eyes.
Yes, if we can simulate our perceptions of reality to such a degree, yet knowing it's artificial.
And the best thing about this...
If our artificial simulations get better and better and better to the point where we say, well, is it real now or isn't
or
it?
Or LSD.
We have to ask...
Or... German epistemology.
Maybe reality doesn't have to do with how well you perceive something.
Is that it makes you understand that you're not necessarily right.
And the perceiving of reality is already a kind of a virtual reality. You see, we never see anything directly.
Because you're making it up as you're going along.
And that is because it forces us for the first time in many, many, many decades to look at what reality really might be.
Along with everybody else.
Close your eyes.
What makes someone a serial killer and not me? What makes someone president of the United States and not me? What is reality?
The reality wall.
Yeah, this is all a dream. What is reality?
The reality wall.
Yeah, this is all a dream. What is reality?
Open your eyes.
See, I mean, it's just like mind-boggling. I mean, how has technology affected our reality? It's like unfathomable. I mean, where do you begin? I mean, the wheel like really changed things, you know. And I think it's just been an upward spiral ever since then.
For me, it seems to be right now the working metaphor of the times. It's a means of translating almost kind of a universal language for translating many different forms, many different cultures, many different ideas into something that's expressible.
around you, swirling forms,
cross time, cross space,
all around you,
cross space,
swirling forms, swirling forms.
Imagine that you're in a virtual space,
cross time, cross space,
and all around you, there's like swirling forms,
swirling forms,
kind of like you're in the middle of a dust storm. And what you can do is you can reach out and you can sort of grab a swirling form.
You can pinch it, make little swirling forms, swirling forms.
And whenever you grab one, instead of swirling away and dissipating, it kind of sticks there for a while.
All around you, swirling forms, swirling forms.
Cross time,
perceiving,
cross space.
And if you start grabbing them repeatedly, they become more and more permanent
forms.
And if you keep on doing that enough, you end up with like this sculpture around you.
Time goes on.
And then as time goes on, you can pinch it and make little detailed adjustments to it.
You can pinch it.
And then at the end, you end up with this world.
Swirling forms. Swirling forms.
Cross time.
Perceiving.
Cross space. Cross space.
All around you. Swirling forms,
cross time,
perceiving,
cross space.
You can make something vast. You can make a planet. You can make a city. And then you can go inside it and crawl around. That's really neat. I think that people's imaginations are not limited by... Gee, should I have gotten off there? Is there a way to get from there? I can't cross over by this point. I think we're stuck.
The notion that I've come up with sort of runs like this. It's that our world is networked together using small mouth noises, which are speech and then electronically transmitted, or symbols for small mouth noises. This is not a wide band of communication, the small mouth noise thing. So what would it be like if we could use the VR technology to make language something you can see? You see? Move language from the realm of something heard with the ears to something seen with the eyes. In space. Okay, so here's the VR fantasy. We take the ordinary parts of speech and or of the articles, the gerunds, the adjectives, so forth, that you've memorized in your head. We take the ordinary parts of speech, we classify them by category, and we assign a geometric assignment to each one. Can be random. So then, if I were in this VR environment or this electronic setup that I'm envisioning, as I spoke to you, over my shoulder, there would be, in space, a kind of Tinker Toy-like construction. A kind of Tinker Toy-like construction. Tinker Toy-like construction. And the construction of my gimmick. In space, a kind of Tinker Toy-like construction. Syntax. Can be random. Which would be rippling along under the rules of English grammar. And the construction of my syntax.
And the construction of my syntax.
Well, is this just one more exercise in media deconstruction and language reformulation? No, it's something much more profound than that. Because if you could see what I mean in a fairly profound sense, you would be me. Because point of view is everything.
In space.
I don't believe any of that stuff. You mean the post symbolic communications? It's a wonderful fantasy, as fantasies go. Language is not that simple. It takes a long time to evolve. It's probably the main thing we've done so far. I just don't think you can construct it.
What does he know, Nihongo wa?
Certainly when people talk about virtual reality sex, that's the biggest question on their mind. It's like, well, is this going to replace human contact? It's like, no. I mean, you know, just like a vibrator is not going to replace human contact, neither will virtual reality sex. Virtual reality sex is virtual sex. It's not real sex. I don't think it's designed to be real sex. Much like going to watch a Hollywood film is not like you're living in the movie. I mean, you don't move to Venice because you see death in Venice. I mean, you know, you're just seeing a movie. And the same thing is true with virtual sex.
click.